Hey, Deserving listeners, today's episode is a compilation of different highlights from our 15th anniversary live stream that we just did a couple weeks ago. Umberto and I were on YouTube live streaming for 15 hours. We did 8 hours on a Saturday and 7 hours the next day straight. And we were celebrating our 15 years of being on YouTube and being a podcast. It's been an amazing life that I have, and I wouldn't be here if it weren't for you. So thanks for being with me. So if you are listening to this on your audio feed, you should know that there's a video version of this on YouTube, if you care to watch that. It's probably of similar quality, if you will. Also, this is going to be highlights. You know, this episode is going to be highlights from the 15 hours. So normally, after these anniversary live stream marathons that we've done over the last few years, I will take the recording down and not let anyone watch it past maybe a week or maybe just a couple of days, because number one, I find that the recording isn't very good because it's live streamed. I'm trying to keep track of a lot of things. I'm juggling a lot of balls in the air. You know, I'm a bit of a perfectionist, and the content just isn't very good. Number two, I think that with live streams like this that we do once a year, where we do marathons, I think that you kind of have to be there, because live has a different vibe to it. And so when people are with us live, it feels differently than when it's recorded. And so I feel like you just have to be there in order to experience whatever it is that we're creating. And I take it down for that reason as well. But a lot of people were asking to watch the recording. And normally, like I said, I would say, you know, there's other content you can watch of mine. But this time I thought, well, how about we give it to the patrons and to the YouTube members? So I'm going to be compiling 3-hour chunks, 5 3-hour chunks for the patrons and for the YouTube members. So if you want to watch or listen to all 15 hours, become a patron or a YouTube member, and you can check that out. And everyone, enjoy this episode. That sounded weird. You don't have to enjoy it. If you care to continue watching or listening, please do so. And if you enjoy it, then that is great.
Happy 15th! Wait, is it 15th?
Woo! And we have special shirts.
Oh yeah, these are awesome.
That are on sale right now.
Fall backwards.
The big kind of turning point was that I missed you as a closer friend. I remember this metaphor of edges. Like, the closer you get to an object, the more the edges will become clear.
Oh, sure.
And the more you're going to get cut by them. You know, you look at a planet, for example, it just looks like a perfect smooth surface. You get closer, there's bumps, and you're going to get bumped. And I remember thinking, well, so you either deal with the bumps of people you choose to deal with the bumps, or you literally are alone for the rest of your life.
It's true.
So I wrote a little song about it.
Oh, no way.
No. I'm okay with your bumps. That's as far as it goes.
I'm also okay with your bumps.
Okay. We're going to do that?
Yeah.
Should I do? Which one should I do? A minor or A? I'm okay with your bumps.
I'm also okay with your bumps.
Oh my God.
I'm glad we can amuse ourselves.
Oh my God, that was dumb. 15th. I thought I would spring on you. We would write a song, a jingle for the 15th.
All right. Okay. G minor.
Oh, G minor?
Yeah.
Ooh, I'm thinking like a bittersweet love song. Like...
Yeah. E flat. C minor. A big old F. And then we go to that B flat.
Okay. Let's go through the first four chords and then land on the G, on the resolve.
On the resolve.
And then you will improvise a song about the fans and the 15th.
All right.
All right. One, two, three, four.
It's been a while. So many years. 15 to count. Support, we'd be just fine.
We didn't do the intro, so I thought we'd just My gripe is deodorant for men. So they sell it for men and for women, the binary. So how wide would you describe, like, something like this, the deodorant?
No, for men, dude, you gotta, like, your armpits are wide, right? So you gotta,
and,
like...
And for women, it's half...
It's like little well, petite armpits.
Are women's armpits 50%?
Yeah.
No.
Their average height is 4 feet tall. So.
Do you use deodorant?
I do. Well, yeah. I use powder.
Oh, okay. But do you remember using the
yes, I definitely
don't know what you call it.
Those days.
The pasty
ball.
Stuff.
Yes.
Not the ball, but the...
Oh, the cream. Yeah, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. The like speed stick.
Coagulated cream.
Yeah.
I put it in my armpit, and my armpit is concave.
Yeah.
Right? So, what's the problem? It's a bridge across the River Kwai.
I say can't get the inside.
No.
Well, you got to wear it down a bit, and then it can get there. And or shave off the...
Whereas, when I'm in a pinch, I'll use my wife's, and it goes
right
in. It's perfect. And so, I, you know, it's got to be something about toxic masculinity. You know, when they advertise men's deodorant, it's always about... power and stamina, and with women it's about flowers and nice things, you know, and it's freaking glands that are smelly in your armpits and you're trying to neutralize them. There's nothing about gender there.
They could be the same size and just a little more cupped, you know, a little more convex.
Well, you know what I do? I turn it perpendicular, so I'm doing it this way because it's the only way to get it to fit.
Oh, I've seen fire and I've seen rain. Sunny days that I thought would never end. Seeing lonely times when I could not find a friend. But I always thought that I'd see you, baby, one more time again now. Thought I'd see you one more time again. Thought I'd see you, thought I'd see you fire and a rain.
Right. Nice. Can we all just appreciate how talented this man is? Some of you probably didn't even know that he could play piano and sing, but he can very well. Now I have to adjust your camera.
Adjust the camera again. All right, so I got a little full disclosure moment. Last hour when I played Piano Man, when I was playing Let It Be, I had a full anxiety attack while I was playing. Yeah. Part of it is that my my level of thyroxine, the thyroid medication, is a little high, and that makes me more prone to anxiety. But when I sat down and I started playing, my heart rate started going fast. I could barely get through the song, dude. I was like struggling.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and I went to the bathroom to take some deep breaths. It's really interesting. It's like the fear response of playing live.
Yeah.
I practice these songs so much, and yet just, you know, playing in a live stream. And then it just like hit me.
Yeah.
And I was like having to calm myself down. This second one, a lot calmer, because I think, you know, I saw that nothing, the dinosaur didn't eat my head yeah. while I was playing.
Yeah.
But it was really weird.
I can relate to that. I mean, to this day, I'll be on a live stream in particular, and I'll be completely freaking out on yeah. the inside. When we started this live stream, I was just panting because I was running all around.
Yeah.
But it's happened before. And I'm like,
Yeah.
Or like another example, I'll be at the university and we'll be going around introducing ourselves to like a new professor or something.
Oh, right. It's your turn.
And I'll be freaking out. And I'm like, I've been working here for
almost 30 years, right? It's 25 years. And I'm just introducing myself.
Right.
But...
And that's the limit of your ability to stay calm. Yeah.
But, you know, we evolved to be afraid of threat, both social and stegosaurus.
Yeah.
And you just can't get away from it. But I'm glad that you're feeling better. But, you know, like, we've performed on stage. You've had that reaction on stage before.
Yeah, it's just that it's gotten worse. Like I said...
Oh, with your thyroid.
It's weird, but one of the things that these thyroid hormones control is stuff like anxiety levels.
Yeah.
Although, on stage, I would certainly be nervous. It wouldn't be the paralyzing anxiety. yeah.
So, what weird or recurring nightmare do you have, Berto?
Well, okay, so one that I used to have... that I actually recently had within the last month, but I hadn't had it for years, but it was a very recurring nightmare, was that I was still enrolled in school, especially at like UW. And it's so horrible. Because what happens is in the dream...
Well, now they can see the dog.
In the dream, I'll just be having a normal situation or whatever. When all of a sudden the thought pops in my head where I'm like, oh my God, I'm still at UW. Like, I'm still enrolled in classes, and I haven't gone for years. Oh my gosh, I might be so up behind on assignments. And then I start strategizing, like, okay, I gotta show up. I gotta show my face, but I don't even know how I'm gonna catch up. And it's so stressful. And then when I wake up from it, I'm reeling for a good 5 minutes going, wait a minute, I'm not still in school, am I? Like, I graduated, right? Oh, horrible. And it hadn't happened for years, and then it just happened like a month ago or something. Ugh.
Yeah, I have a very similar dream, but I'm not in college. I'm in high school. I'm like back in school, or I'm on stage because I was in theater in high school. I was terrible as an actor. It's so funny. You know, I feel like today, even if you're just doing a real low-level performance on stage in a high school, there would be some instruction about acting.
Right.
There would be some guidance.
Yeah.
At the very least, you could go to YouTube or the internet. Guys weren't in theater very much. So if you were a guy and you auditioned, you pretty much got a part. And that was me. And I had no one telling me what to do. It was just like, here are the lines and act. And so I just had to, and I was terrible because I'm not a good actor. I wasn't that. And so...
was someone telling you that you weren't good, or you just felt it?
No.
Yeah.
I mean, I was acting with a very good actor who ended up winning a Tony, Brian Yorkey, and he also was the writer on 13 Reasons Why. He was a very good actor and in theater, and also a genius. And so in relation to him, I looked pretty bad. But sometimes I think he would make me look better. In fact, there's this one time... Mm-hmm. When so I'm playing this teenager who is, I'm interested in his daughter, and I'm this rebel, like, artist guy. And Brian Yorkey is playing the father and doesn't like me. So there's this moment where in the middle of the play, he's trying to, like, cajole me into not dating his daughter. And I'm just sort of acting like, whatever, dude. I'm not really picking up on what he's saying. And it's just us on stage, and we go right up to front stage, you know, like another couple feet, we'd fall into the audience, you know, and the lights are focusing on us. And, you know, it's this kind of tense moment where it's sort of comedic, but he's, you know, and so we're sitting there, and then all of a sudden one of the lights, one, you know, those big, heavy stage lights just disconnects from whatever and plummets
for real.
Yeah. And lands just feet between us.
Phantom of the Opera style.
Between us and the audience, the front row.
Oh, crap.
And just explodes.
Ah.
And.
Oh, my God.
Brian and I are just like, and he has his arm around me. You know, we're just like, in my head, I'm like.
That's the end of the show.
Yeah. We got to pack it in, right? Yeah. That. And Brian, he delivers his line. It's actually his line. But he twists it, like, tonally, and it was the funniest, and everyone just erupted into laughter, you know? And I just thought, wow, he is a thespian. So, what was I talking about?
We were doing questions, and you were talking about your
nightmare.
Time in...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sometimes I don't have pants on when I'm walking through high school.
That's right.
I think that's another
That's a common thing, people feeling without clothes and they're doing a presentation.
Yeah, but the difference in the variation from my dream is I'll be at school and I'll look down and be like, oh, crap, I forgot to put pants on. But I don't think anyone has noticed.
Oh.
So then I'm like teetering on being noticed. So like I'll get, you know, my jacket and I'll wrap it around. I'll be like, maybe no one will see if I just sort of lay low.
That happens to me, actually, now that you're talking about this. I just remembered a recurring dream where I actually am naked. But in totally like normal circumstances, like we might be at a restaurant or maybe it's a party or something. And then I come out and I'm walking and I'm like thinking, oh, crap, like I'm naked. It's probably not okay. But like same, I'm kind of like trying to kind of be like a little nonchalant about it, but sort of like hiding a bit. And I'm thinking, is someone going to notice? Why? What a weird, you know?
Yeah. I mean, I think it's shame and anxiety. All right, Berto, song me.
Time of the hour.
Someone asked what play it was that I was in. I don't know the name of it, but the other play, I was in other things, but the main sort of role that I got was Lieutenant Cable in South Pacific. I'm Asian, but I played a white guy in the South Pacific, and I fall in love with a Pacific Island girl. And when you see it, it's completely ridiculous and sexist because she never talks because we don't know each other's language.
Oh.
But of course, we fall in love, and it's all from the white guy's perspective, the GI's perspective. But anyway, so I'm an Asian person playing a white guy that falling in love with an Asian character, a Pacific Island character who's played by a white girl. And one of my major solo songs is called You've Got to Be Carefully Taught. It's about it's about racism. And I'm lamenting the racism that I've been taught about Pacific Islanders, which is getting in the way of my love for this person that I've never talked to. It's kind of 90 Day Fiancé ish if you think about it. Oh, you haven't heard of that musical?
I guess I have. Wasn't Frank
Sinatra?
You
gotta wash that man white out of your hair. You got it. No, Frank Sinatra was in it. Also, Some Enchanted Evening. You was no?
No?
Huh. Well. And by the way, I was terrible in South Pacific. But I did nail the music because although I can't act, I can sing.
Younger than springtime, are you? Softer than starlight, are you? Warmer than winds of June are the gentleness you gave me.
Speaking of singing, Berto, go.
Ha! Ooga chaka, ooga chaka, ooga chaka, ooga chaka. I can't stop this feeling deep inside of me. Girl, you just don't realize what you do to me. When you hold me in your arms so tight, you let me know everything's alright. Hooked on a feeling, I'm high on believing that you're in love with me. I'm hooked on a feeling, I'm high on believing that you're in love with me. I'm hooked on a feeling because you're in love with me. But he's not back yet, so I'm just going to improvise.
Here's the next shirt. Not going to lie, I have like 5 of these shirts in different colors. Wear them all the time. In the time. Oh, Stacey. Come on, show. Nice.
I better put something else on.
Wear match. That one.
It's got a little puppy face, and it says, every snack you make, every meal you bake, every bite you take, it's missing a line, but then something, I'll be watching you. And it's, you know, like your dog is very faithful to you and therefore. Hey Jude, don't make it bad. Take a sad song and make it better. Remember to let her into your heart. Then you can start
to make it better. Hey Jude, don't be afraid. You were made to go out and get her. The minute you let her onto your skin, then you begin to make it better. And anytime you feel the pain, hey Jude, refrain. Don't carry the world up on your shoulders. But you know that it's a fool who plays it cool by making his world a little colder. Found her, now go and get her. Remember to let her into your heart, then you can start to make it better. So let it out and let it in. Hey Jude, begin. You're waiting for someone on your shoulder. Na 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 na. Hey, hey Jude, don't make it bad. Take a sad song and make it better. Remember to let her under your skin. Then you begin to make it better, 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 better. Wow! Na 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 la 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 la. Hey Jude, 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 Jude.
So that does it for that eighth hour.
Yeah.
Tune in tomorrow at 10 o'clock Seattle time AM. And I mean, do we sign off or do we just, because I don't really have an interim. Oh, I got it.
Okay.
Berto, let's take a break. What do you say?
Let's do it.
This is a name that movie. So I'm just going to say one word and you have to name that movie.
Okay.
Okay. The first one's a little hard, but you know,
this is tough.
And you can play along at home if you want to. Stella,
Streetcar Named Desire.
Hey, good job. I guess it's not just some of these are phrases. Okay. Most of these are just one word, but this is a phrase. You're killing me, Smalls.
Right. You're killing me, Smalls is the little baseball.
Yeah.
The dirt bag, the Sandlot.
Oh, wow.
Sandlot, right?
The Lancelot. Well, Sandlot, yeah. Good.
the dirty bag.
Some of these I didn't even give the answer to because I know the answer so well. Right. Replicant.
Well, Blade Runner.
Yeah. Snozberries.
Oh, isn't that Goonies? Mm-mm. No. Snozberries. But it is someone.
It is someone.
Is it Stand By Me then?
No, you're not.
No?
Willy Wonka.
I've never seen Willy Wonka.
Huh?
Never watched Willy Wonka.
The original?
No. Never seen it, never read it.
Huh. It was on pretty frequent rotation on like public television.
I don't think they showed it in Colombia. I swear. Like, I never saw this movie.
Bigus.
Bigus Tickus.
Yeah.
His name is Tickus. Last name or first name is Bigus. Yeah. From, let me make sure. It's, It's Crazy History of the World, Part 1.
No.
Oh, okay, then. It's, are you sure?
You're close. You're close.
Well, because it's either that. But if it's not that, it would be one of the Monty Pythons. It's not Crazy History of the World, Part 1.
Mm-hmm. Well, one, it's not called that. It's just History of the World.
It is History of the World, Part 1. Like,
no.
When they're in the Roman times. No. Oh, no. No, it's the Holy Grail.
Close. Holy Grail.
No, it wouldn't
Holy
have been the Holy Grail. Sorry. Yeah. No, it wouldn't have been the Holy Grail.
Roman Empire.
No, of course, Roman Empire, which would have been the Life of Brian. But it's... Like, is it Life of Brian?
Yep. Michael Palin.
What the heck?
Yeah.
Oh, what a mind. You know what this means?
Huh.
It means that it's been 30 years since I've watched those movies and I need to watch them.
Choppa.
Oh, get to the choppa. That's from, is that one the Commando?
No.
Then that one is get to the choppa. Was that Predator? No.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it is Predator. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. I think he says it to the woman.
Yeah.
Tatanka.
I think I haven't seen this.
Tatanka. Really?
Is this Dances with Wolves? Or
yeah.
Something? I've not seen this.
Oh.
Never seen this.
Huh. That movie loomed large in my family growing up because the Indians, Native Americans, it was like, it's not Asians, but it's like.
It's not a name, you know.
But it's close enough in a sense.
I'm embarrassed about.
I am too, for you.
No, but you see why it seems plausible that it's in the History of the World Part 1.
Oh, you're quoting History of the World. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
yeah.
You're absolutely in the ballpark.
Yeah.
Like when you were with Snosberries guessing Stand By Me, I was like, oh, that's pretty far.
Yeah.
But when you said, you know, History of the World, I'm like, yeah, that's you're in the camp. Absolutely. And then you said, you
the
know,
high school Berto in me has lost contact with me.
But yeah, Dances with the Wolves was, obviously it has problems politically today, but you know, in the 80s it was
the white savior guy.
Well, yeah, but also if you understand where we were coming from with Westerns and the depiction of Native Americans,
this is a big change.
At the very least, they were giving Native Americans the good guy role.
Yeah.
And the U.S. Army was the bad guy.
Yeah,
role.
Yeah.
That was rare. I mean, and you humanized, like, and the characters, the Native Americans had lines and personalities.
Right. Well, and the fact that they were pretty ahead of the game with the fact that you have to go into this machine and get transported into the other body, and that how cool it would be to be like 2 feet, 2 meters tall, blue, and swing through vines.
Yeah, usually by like hour six, Birdo starts doing this. It's like, his brain just starts to live in this, his own world. Okay, you should get this one. Plastics.
Oh, The Graduate.
Yeah.
One of my favorite all-time movies.
So you'll know this one. Misa.
Actually, I don't think there's a movie.
Yeah, we'll just leave it.
If there were... Okay.
Don't mention. We will not. That's Voldemort.
The movie that shall not be mentioned.
Kevin!
Right. Kevin! Fudge. I think we've gone through this
before. You might not have seen this movie.
I think we've gone through this before where I didn't know this and you're like,
I'm sure everyone knows.
I don't know.
Home Alone.
See, I never saw Home Alone.
That's what I was going to say. Because I barely saw it.
But now I get
you
the
and
Kevin
I were
reference,
not of
okay.
the age. We wouldn't have seen it as a kid and we were maybe in our 20s.
Correction. I recently, like 2 or 3 years ago, tried. Me and my wife were like, okay, we both hate Home Alone. Like, I never even watched it. I can't stand the idea. But, and my brother, he'll deny it. You'll deny it. But at the time, my brother loved the movie. He was little.
Well, he would have been of the age.
He now is like, no, he denies it. But anyways, we were like, maybe we're doing wrong for the girls. We should try to watch it. So we tried. Even the girls didn't want to watch it. And
oh, really?
Then we turned it off.
Huh.
Yeah, because you know why? Because they were like, everyone's so mean to everyone. Mm. Like, so anyways, so I haven't seen it.
Wolverines.
Right. Well, so there is the Teen Wolf.
No. Wolverines?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Wolverines. I thought that was their... No, maybe not.
Huh. Wow. Maybe I would have thought...
Okay, hold on. Wolverines. Is this the Outsiders or...
I mean, you're kind of close, weirdly.
Is this the Russia invasion movie?
Yeah.
Red Alert, Red Dawn that I never saw?
So yeah, you didn't see that. So
I've got these little gaps, you know?
That's a weird gap because to me, I watch that movie constantly.
You
got to
think of movies that they would have shown in Colombia. And they probably did show Red Dawn, but it wasn't that big of a deal.
I mean, it is kind of anti-Latino because they're the ones working with the Russians.
Maybe that's why they didn't show it.
Maybe. Huh. But yeah, it has a, you know, it has some of the guys from Outsiders.
So the Wolverines are the fighters?
That's what they call themselves. Yeah, okay. The insurgents. The insurgents. But yeah, I mean, that movie was...
I feel pretty good that the only one that I should have gotten... was that if there's only been one that I should have gotten that I haven't.
Well, you got Red Dawn. I mean,
I did. I
didn't give you any hints. Yeah. You got there. You probably won't get this one, but you might. Everyone.
Right. This sounds really familiar, and the way you just did it.
Yeah, it depends on the delivery.
Everyone.
Like angry.
I feel like it's like the person doing it is either one of these grumpy old actors or freaking Jim Farley. Was it Jim Farley? Wasn't it Jim Farley? But everyone. Okay, it's a comedy.
I mean, do you want me to give you hints?
Well, I mean, help me a little. It's a comedy because I don't know it immediately.
I mean, it has some funny moments, but it's not.
It's not a comedy. Oh, wait. Shoot.
This is obscure. That's why I was saying you probably won't get it unless you really know.
Is it a war movie?
No.
Gosh darn it.
Okay, I'll give you a hint. It's Gary Oldman that's saying the line.
Oh, Gary Oldman.
But he's in a lot of movies, so.
Yeah, but. Well, Gary Oldman movies that come to mind, I believe. Well, so he was in JFK, okay. He was the shooter.
Here he was. Okay, I forgot that.
But where would he say every? Oh, is it a Harry Potter? No,
I don't see anyone getting it actually in the comments. That's
is it the Fifth Element?
No, but that's not a bad guess.
Okay,
I recently watched that, and
I give
it's
up.
So good.
Stump me.
The Professional.
You know,
Leon.
Yeah. Okay, I've seen it once.
Oh.
I loved it. I just don't remember it. And actually, wasn't that a remake? There was a French version.
I don't know.
Yeah, there was a French version, and then they remade it. Hmm. And I think Oldman was in the remake, but not in the original. I think I might have only seen the original. Hmm. But
Sparta.
Wow, 300.
Milkshake.
Right. Okay. Milkshake. I drink your own milkshake. It's There Will Be Blood.
Yeah. All right, good job, Berto.
Yeah, I survived most of it. I'm
that's pretty
about
amazing.
The life
it's
of Brian.
Pretty amazing that I could say one word, and you could
iconic
know
moments.
Out of the tens of thousands of movies, hundreds of thousands of movies, that you'd be able to
so
know which
pretty
one it
good,
was.
Yes.
That's pretty good. I just want to give some more shout outs to some people that I recognize here. Good old Jay Spider, Angel Ray, as I said.
Oh, Angel
we
Ray.
Have. YouTube member Danny, who gave a shout out to my wife.
Nice.
Arlene.
Come on, Arlene.
Okay, challenge. Figure that song out on piano.
Oh, that's too hard, dude.
What key are you in?
A C.
So C, C, G, A, C, right?
I did C to B flat.
Come on, Eileen. Eileen.
It starts go, but then it, that's
come
just the
on,
intro.
Come on, Eileen, I swear.
Come
and then
on,
it, then it goes,
Eileen.
Yeah, I swear.
I swear I can.
Or just could be the, could
on,
be.
Oh, it's E minor. Swear I can be at this moment.
Ooh.
D minor. You mean everything.
G.
Leave me a dress. Oh, what's more, I confess of your dirty. Oh, come on, Eileen.
Yeah, that might be it.
Allez, allez,
do right.
I let the dude why did you blow? Nothing to blue.
Oh, actually, there's an extra chord, isn't there? I don't know. There's one more chord there. But anyways, sort of.
So who are we talking? Oh, Arlene. Come on, Arlene.
Yeah. We easily get distracted at this time of day.
A-son, A-dub, Tig-grific. So this is Birdo's composition that we literally would have performed in 08.
In 08, we would have been playing this live with our band. Yeah.
That's serendipitous.
Yeah, right.
As long as the stars are out and bright, as long as you're here in that dress tonight, as long as the band keeps playing in time, then maybe for now it'll all be right. Dance with me, tell me you'll still be mine. Hold me through the
through. God damn it. One, dance, two, three, four, five, six.
Dance with me, tell me you'll still be mine. Hold me through the night. Kiss me one more time for good luck. Dance with me, swing to a simpler time. Heart, soul, and mind beating as one, feeling alive. It's been quite a year, and it's been quite a while,
15 years,
since I've seen the glow of your fabulous smile. We reached for the sun and it burnt us to the ground, but at least I'm still warm and you still got style. Dance with me, tell me you'll still be mine. Hold me through the night. Kiss me one more time for good luck. Oh, dance with me, swing to a simpler time. Heart, soul, and mind, kiss me one more time for good luck.
One screw up. That's not so
bad. Yeah, I know. That was great, man. You can edit that because this isn't live. Wow.
All right.
That's the first time we've performed that in 15 years. Do you know what I mean?
True.
Yeah.
Yeah, just a little, like, you know, end of the night. It's 2 o'clock a.m. No one says it like that. 2 o'clock a.m. at a bar. Like, think of Cheers, everyone's going home. And for those of you that even just watched 2 minutes of this, I thank you. And for those of you that watched the whole thing, I feel sorry for you. No, but really, I mean, it is such a big deal to me and Birdo, but particularly to me, that you even bother paying attention. 15 years ago, no one was paying attention, and I still liked it. But when people pay attention and actually, you know, communicate with me and do all the emojis and everything, it's my life. I wake up in the morning and I can't wait to interact with you and to explore with you and to, you know, live. And it's turning into a Hallmark card, but you know what I mean. It's a really big deal to me. Thanks, everyone, and congratulations to the 15 people who won. And everyone, please take care of yourself, truly,
because you deserve it.
You really do. Wait, did I stop streaming? All right, we did it.
Yes! Nice ending, dude.